Today is Wednesday, February 5th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh my gosh. So, you know, I shouldn't... When I used to talk about... Well, I can't talk. When I used to talk about weather with Daniel on Dubious Intent, he would call us old men because we're, you know, talking about the weather, and... I don't know. I feel like at some point he may have even said, oh, are we going to talk about our bowel movements next or something like that? Because, you know, apparently old people talk about the weather. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is it, you know, whatever? And then they talk about their bowel movements and like the consistency. Big fatty.
Big fatty.
Anyway, so the colon report, you know, that's what the old people do. But no, I'm not going to talk about that. And but anyway, no, the weather is just... I like snow. The older I get, I'm not really enjoying cold weather. My bones ache. It's just horrible. You know, I don't really like it. I like to snow ski, but I like to really quickly, like, get on all my snow gear, go out and ski for a few hours, and then get back into the heated, you know, whatever, the hot tub or the whatever it is. But I don't like this weather that's in between. So I don't know if it's global warming or like what it is, but in Northwest Arkansas, I feel like they used to get a lot of snow in the winter. They used to get, and now, and the first year that I moved here, we got 24 inches all over the course of like a day. And we were buried in snow for a week. I had to work from home for the full week. I loved it. I had to dig a tunnel for my dog at the time. It wasn't Sydney, it was Katie. To go to the bathroom. You know, that wasn't fun. But I mean, just the fact that we had so much snow, it was beautiful to look at. And, you know, even the second or third year, we had enough snow that Mark could go out and do his first snow angel out in our driveway. But since then, since about year two or three, and I've lived here for over eight years now, we have not gotten any sort of substantial snow. And most of the time it's like, it'll rain and it'll be like on the teeter totter edge of snowing. It'll rain. And then about the time that it would be cold enough to snow, the rain stops and then it drops below freezing. It's like it drops below freezing, it stops raining. Immediately when it gets above freezing, it starts raining again. Or we get this weird thing where it rains and then the rain freezes and we just have like a sheet of ice on the road. Sorry, I'm having allergies and my throat is more scratchy than normal. But anyway, so that's kind of what's happening today. At first, we were supposed to get 3 to 6 inches of snow. Then, you know, it changed to 1 to 3 inches. And it's been raining it rained all night last night. It's raining now, but it's at 34 degrees. And supposedly this afternoon, it's supposed to drop down to 32, maybe 31. And then tonight, maybe it's going to get a little colder. But it probably will stop precipitating about that time. And so I'm just dealing with cold rain, and it was sleeting a little bit on my way home for lunch. I don't know. It's really weird. So I'm in the situation where it's cold, and to me, it feels like it's freezing, because, I mean, what's the difference to my body between 34 and 32? But I'm getting wet because it's raining. It's horrible. Anyway, let's listen to a voicemail really quick.
Morning, Adam. It's Scotty Rosy Butler. Yesterday, which is still today in your olden day American time, your non-metric time, was the 6-year anniversary of me starting at the Department of Salt. So I didn't go to work yesterday, that being Monday. I flexed for the day, and I can tell you, it was a sad, depressing day. It would have been sadder if I'd gone to work to that shithole, but it was still a bloody depressing day. 6 years of my life wasted in that crap organization, and my crap jobs. Anyway, unlike you in the real world.
You know, so I have to pause it there. I'm so sorry that you're not enjoying your job, Scotty. What, you know, I've been complaining a lot about my job, and the thing that keeps me in it is that, well, first of all, I wouldn't say that I'm miserable. I do feel like my boss did a bit of a bait and switch on me. I feel like he said, oh, go be product owner, and then this is what you'll do, and I know you're really passionate about the product, and yada yada. And then 2 days after I said yes, I feel like he like completely rewrote the job description and got all the product owners together and said, oh, this is going to be your new responsibilities. So I feel like it was a bit of a bait and switch. And I really am considering, like, what can Mark and I do to bring in income, like, on our own and be more entrepreneurial? What apps can we write? So I'm really starting to think about that, because I feel like he and I could use our talents together if we could come up with one or two good ideas. And, you know, maybe not be millionaires, but maybe we could write something that makes us a healthy living, and then we could just travel more. But I make really good at my job, and, you know, I don't hate it. Like, I'm not miserable going to work, but I don't know if I'm going the direction that I really wanted to go. It's hard, because I've never really known exactly what I wanted to be when I grow up. And I don't know if you ever do, but I heard somewhere that, you know, they say, there are some people that say, oh, you should always follow your passion and work. And then there are other people more recently that say, no, that's stupid. Don't follow your passion. Just find something that you're good at and you can make money at, and then let your passion be your hobby. Because a lot of people don't even know what their passion is, and that puts a lot of pressure on people. So I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Let's keep listening.
Of big business, where mega corporations and rich American families treat their staff lovingly, and you get bonuses, and your managers call all the other junior managers in to tell them about their products and their areas, and yeah, maybe to totally steal your project away from you and tell you to get stuffed. Now they've tricked you into agreeing to rising to the top. But listen, Adam, you're rising to the top. Who cares whether you can do some programming or some QAing or whatever it was? You're getting onto the gravy train.
I don't think I'm rising to the top. I mean, just because, I mean, the job, it was not a promotion. It was, I mean, maybe it's more responsibility and more like if it fails, it's more a headache. I could, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's no raise. There's no level of promote. I mean, he says, oh, well, this is so that I can show that you've taken on more responsibility and I can promote you. But I don't believe that. I mean, that's BS that they just feed to everybody. Anyway, keep going.
I mean, just imagine. You're on a good paying job now. You're getting into the management gravy train. Soon you'll be like Rodin and they'll be flying you in private jets around the world. You'll be having breakfast with the Walmart family. Anyway, I thought I'd end my little voicemail sounding more happy and positive. Morning. For you, after starting off frickin' suicidal for me. Bye.
Well, Scotty, don't be suicidal. I'm sorry that you really hate your job, and I understand. I have had jobs that I absolutely loathe. When I was a claims adjuster, when I was in the bad relationship with Maddie, I probably shouldn't say his name, but it was a bad. I mean, most people who listened to my podcast during that time know that it was an abusive relationship, and not physically, but emotionally, verbally. Anyway, so, and I had to take a lot of responsibility for supporting both of us, because at that time in his life, he was not very responsible. I think he's gotten better at that more recently. But, you know, as happens, you know, I'm an enabler, I guess. But I was a claims adjuster, and I was having to work a second job at Pier 1 just to pay for his cigarettes. So I understand, like, you know, being stressed out at job. And I would cry almost every day at my job. It was horrible. Like, it is so stressful being a claims adjuster, an auto claims adjuster. And I eventually moved out of that and, you know, went to a less stressful underwriting and yada, yada, yada. And that's how I got into IT. And I planned it all out. Like, that's one thing I'm really proud about myself is I really planned my trajectory. And luckily, my plan came to somewhat fruition. I mean, I'm not exactly where I thought I would be, but I'm pretty close. So that I'm happy about. But I just, you know, I don't know. But Scotty, back to you. You know, I can't tell you what to do in your job, but I can say, you know, I mean, who am I to tell you what to do? But maybe if you find something you're really passionate about outside of work and just realize that work is just to pay the bills and, you know, maybe do something like that. I don't know if that's enough for you, but really, I mean, and I know you say it doesn't pay enough and that sort of thing, but, and there are ways that you can plan, like, you know, how can I move myself up? There are things to do, you know, talk to Rodan about that. I bet he knows how to do career coaching, but if you hate your job, you can either look and find something that you really think you would like, or you can just find stuff you're passionate about outside of work and just know, okay, from 9 to 5 every day, I'm just making money. And then outside of that, I'm calling podcasts and having fun. All right. Well, there you go, everyone. I hope that was informative. All right. I hope it snows tonight. It's still raining right now, but I still have hope that it might snow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.